Today's Survivor Exit interview is sponsored by Beachbody On Demand. Want to get back to exercising, but you're too busy hustling around? How about a free trial membership to Beachbody On Demand? Just text the word ROB to 303030. Workout from the comfort of your home with over 600 workouts that you could watch on any of your internet-enabled devices. Just text the word ROB to 303030 for a free trial membership of Beachbody On Demand. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here for this week's Survivor Exit interview, and today we're going to be talking with the latest person voted out of the game from the Hustlers tribe, and it is the winner pick of my dear wife, Nicole Sestrino, and that would be Patrick Bolton, and we'll check in with him on everything from the game. He seemed a little sour coming out of the game last night, so we'll check in with him and see how he's feeling about everything. Of course, last night we had the Survivor Know-It-Alls, Fishback, and I broke everything down as we are headed to Reno for next week's episode. If you want to come out and join us, you can find out all the information for that for this Wednesday's Survivor episode, the 18th of October at runitupreno.com. Really excited about the recap today. Jay Starrett from Millennials versus Gen X is going to be my guest. I'm going to hop on with him right after we get done with this, and then we'll get into your Survivor voicemails with Johnny Fairplay coming up this weekend. So get those voicemails in for Fairplay as well. All right, all that's going to be in our podcast feed, robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. And so without further ado, I see that we have Patrick on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Patrick, are you there?
Rob Sestrino.
Yes, yes, that's me, Patrick Bolton. How are you?
Hey, the Sun King is on your podcast.
The Sun King. Yes. Very excited to talk to you, Patrick, and hope you're doing okay, and hope that you are not hurt at all by the harmful rays of the sun at this moment.
I don't think I was damaged too much. Got out early, so, you know, I think we probably left my sunburns at first degree instead of third.
Okay, good. All right. So last night, you seemed very confident that Lauren was going to end up being the person who got voted out. How big of a blindside was that?
That was a huge blindside for me. Didn't see it coming at all. And you could tell that in my face and in my emotions there at the end. You know, I went in having literally no worries to about, you know, halfway through tribal council. I had a little question in my head. There were a few moments where it was like a roller coaster of emotion where my stomach was churning, you know, up and down, like, you know, am I possibly going home? And, you know, a comment or two by Allie, a comment or two by Lauren. I was worried if I had an immunity idol, I would have played it, but going in before anything, any words were said, I had no doubt I was going to be safe and Lauren was going home, which still should be the outcome. I shouldn't be voted out. Dadgummit.
Patrick, you said last night when you got voted out, you guys are awful. Was there anybody in particular that most disappointed you?
Allie and Ryan both disappointed me. Allie, I thought we were close. I thought we really, you know, were going to be able to work our relationship. At least let me know I'm going home. You know, I understand why she didn't. I would have probably blown up her game. And Ryan, I thought we had a friendship. We had, worked on. And I thought for sure he was going to work with me. And, you know, what was not shown on the show is Ryan and I had a conversation, probably an hour before we left to go to tribal council when I was searching for an idol. And he spent about 30 seconds to a minute, you know, really explaining to me and really just comforting me and telling me, hey, I'm not going home. Lauren is. You don't need to look for the idol. Like, don't worry. Allie, Devin, and I are voting Lauren off with you. So he did a great job at being able to confirm to me I wasn't going home, you know, just in case I did have an idol. He didn't want me to play it, if that was part of his thought process, which it probably was. And, you know, it really threw me, threw me into the fire there. And the Survivor gods chewed me up and spit me out.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you were disappointed with Allie, that something that we had been following from the preseason was when she had revealed that you guys knew each other from when you guys were in college at Auburn. We never heard you talk about this. Did you know Allie from college?
Yes, I most certainly knew Allie from college. And, you know, I wish that someone had told me, hey, this doesn't have to be a secret, because the entire time I'm thinking, hey, they've got an alternate ready to take my place. And the last thing I wanted to do is be sent home before the game even started. So I kept it under wraps, never mentioned anything, and just tried to play like I didn't know her. And I found out after the game that as soon as she saw me in L.A. before we even flew to Fiji, she was telling everybody, just in case. So I just wish that someone had said, hey, we know, like, it's all right. You can talk about it, or something of that nature. But, you know, it just never came to my attention that it was something that we could talk about, just because it's supposed to be strangers, total strangers.
Did you guys talk about it on the island?
Yeah, we briefly talked about it. I mean, once the game started, I go up to Allie. We're like, you know, this is crazy. We're on the same tribe. Who would have thought, like, this could even be a possibility? And we're like, you know, let's play this low key. If people know that we know each other, it's not going to help either of our games. So let's not tell anybody. Let's, you know, you watch out for me, I'll watch out for you. We won't talk too much to make anyone curious. And that probably also hurt me. I should have talked to her more to really, you know, confirm to her that I was looking out for her and her best interest. And me being cautious about, you know, even talking about our relationship really, I think, ultimately hurt me. And, hurt me also in the way that, you know, I confided in her so much, thinking there's no chance she'll vote me out, and yet she does. And, you know, I was out there having fun, I'm not gonna lie. It was a blast up until the very moment they draw my name, and that's when everything turned for sour.
Now, were you surprised that the tribe had given you the reputation of being the idol hunter?
Not really. You know, I didn't really try and keep it a secret. That was stupid. I understand. That was very dumb. I should have tried to let no one find out. And so I don't think it was like my ultimate leading factor. I don't feel like that was one thing that really set me off. Like, hey, this is alert, alert, Patrick's searching for the idol. And I don't feel like anybody really thought I had the idol either. It was just, you know, it's just unfortunate that I got voted out too early. And but no, I don't think that that really hurt my game too much.
Do you feel like Lauren could have come in relief and then gotten all of those sandbags off the top of the structure faster than you could have?
No, I don't think she could have done it faster. I would have loved to have given her the opportunity. I was telling someone as soon as it happened, they're like, hey, why didn't you let Lauren sub in? I could see she tried to, like, come in. Before the challenge started, we get our, you know, 30 seconds to strategize. The strategy that everyone agreed on was I was going to be knocking off the blocks. I saw that everybody switched out, and I wish I had let somebody sub in for me and take the reins, because I was getting tired. I wasn't doing as well as I should have, and, you know, the adrenaline rush pumping while you're going through the challenges, you watch it on TV, it puts no light to the fact of what it actually feels like being there. You go days, you know, you're tired, you're hungry, and then you get this amazing experience to be able to go through a challenge you've been watching on TV for so many times, and now you actually get to be the one there. And so they said they were yelling my name, and we talked about this probably 30 minutes after the challenge had ended. And pretty much they all said, you know, we were yelling your name, like, you could have subbed out. I said, I didn't hear any of you guys calling my name. I just didn't hear it. You know, it's a shame. I wish somebody had subbed me out.
Can you talk a little bit about Lauren's relationship with the tribe and whether she was fitting in well or not?
Well, obviously Lauren was fitting in better than me, because I ended up going home. It's ridiculous. I thought I was definitely the one fitting in, and I'm putting in, you know, what I consider to be like my time and efforts to like become friends with Ryan, become friends with Devin and Allie. And then I end up going home, you know, it's ridiculous. Honestly, I really regret being the third one sent home. It's embarrassing personally to me to be third. You know, I know there was first and second. I could have been either of those. That would also be equally embarrassing, even more so. Not any shade on Katrina or Simone because they were both great players, but, you know, somebody's got to go, and, you know, it's just unfortunate that it was me.
Okay. Were you surprised to hear some of the hurtful comments that Lauren made about people like yourself with red hair?
Oh, Lauren, that literally, she doesn't trust the redhead in her life. Lauren, you need to be quiet. I think it's, I laugh every time I hear it. It doesn't bother me at all. And, you know, being a redhead, you know, if you can, well, I would say if you can think to when, you know, you're going in kindergarten, when you're a redhead and you're going through like middle school, everybody jokes about your red hair. So, you know, it's something that I've, you know, throughout all my life, it's just, you just find the best in it and you just find it humorous. Some people want to say, oh, you know, you got no soul. You're a redhead. You know, it's funny.
So people say that?
I just laugh at it. Oh, people say this all the time. You should see the comments on my Instagram.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I'm very sorry that you have to deal with that, Patrick.
I think, you know, it builds character, so it's good.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Devin? We saw in the episode that he was actually one of the more vocal people that said, I think that we need to keep Lauren around instead of Patrick. I thought that you guys had a close relationship.
I thought we did too. You know, I didn't talk with Devin as much as I talked with Ryan. I thought that we had made a guys alliance in the first day we landed, and pretty much, you know, I didn't solidify that. I didn't communicate enough with Devin, and obviously he didn't trust me. So it ended up, you know, hurting my game. I didn't talk that much with Devin. He didn't talk that much, that I knew of. Obviously he was talking more than, I thought. And, you know, I just wish I had worked together more with Devin. You know, he was kind of like this yogi Zen master. And, you know, he's got a really interesting character. But, you know, I just didn't work enough with him. And if I had, you know, there's so many things that could have changed my gameplay. You know, if I had calmed down like Allie had told me, or if, you know, I had won the challenge, if we hadn't lost so many challenges, you know, right there at the beginning. So many as in just two. So,
yeah. What about Ryan? You mentioned him briefly that you were very disappointed with him. What was it like living with him?
Ryan's a hilarious guy and, you know, constantly cracking jokes. I can't tell you how many times we were laughing because of Ryan. And so, you know, I really, really liked hanging out with him. I really thought that we had made a connection. And, you know, by sitting around joking and laughing, I thought that's kind of where we were bonding and where we were, you know, going to be able to trust each other going forward in the game. Obviously, Lauren got in his head and, you know, let him know I was unpredictable and let him know that, you know, he can't trust me. And then, you know, Devin kind of solidified that. And I feel like Allie just had to go with the flow. You know, she didn't want to put her neck out on the line for me. And, you know, I can totally understand that. I may not have done the same for her, but I would have never voted her that early in the game. I knew that she cared about the game, and I couldn't do that to her.
Patrick, can you settle something for a lot of us that we've been very curious about? So we understand that you have this fear of crabs, okay? Why did you put a crab in your pocket if you were afraid of them?
Oh, that was a hermit crab, man. Those little hermit crabs, they can't really hurt you. Now, if you saw that big monster I was poking at in the sand, now that thing should be, you know, the crabs on it, the claws, huge. So I had this huge fear. I was in the Philippines, and for my dinner, they had a large tank of blue crabs. And I said, you know, can I pick out my crab? So I pulled this blue crab out of the tank. It had rubber bands around its claws, yet I didn't realize that it could still grab your fingers. So it grabs one of my thumbs. And then when I try and take my thumb out of its claw, it grabs another one of my fingers with another claw, almost breaking my fingers. And ever since then, I've been terrified of crabs. And okay. I had to eat that bloody crab for dinner, and I couldn't break its shell open because my fingers are so bruised.
Well, you got the last laugh on him. And then why were you eating the stick?
Oh, see, there's some things. I'm not sure why I was eating a stick. It's kind of comical. Okay, so I understand I'm painted to look a little crazy. You know, I am a little crazy. It made me look a little more than normal crazy. So you see me jumping up and down. For one instance, in that instance, you see everybody sitting and looking at me for a good reason, because we're playing charades, not me jumping up and down randomly. So there's one instance where I was, you know, painted a little more crazy than it should have been, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of funny. And then another instance, you see me yawning, like stretching my mouth open in the camera. It's like, you know, what is this wild banshee doing? I'm like, you know, we had this native root to Fiji. It was one of the items that we brought off the boat, and we didn't know how to cook it. And it made your mouth itch so bad that I'm like, I don't know what to do. This itching in my mouth is awful. And, you know, I'm tired. You know, I'm hungry. And we got this nasty root we got to eat. It's like, looks like potatoes, except it tastes nothing like them. And it makes your mouth itch. Like I bit into a cactus or something.
All right. Well, Patrick, thank you so much. I know you said that you're embarrassed to go out this early, but I want you to know you made an impression on the minds of the Survivor fans like the sun did to your skin, Patrick. Okay. That's how intense it was.
I appreciate that. And, you know, hopefully the Sun King will live another day.
Okay. Sun King. All right. all the best.
Hey, I know you said the hashtag got out of hand. Yeah. I listen to your podcast.
Yes. Okay. Too much juice. Too much sauce. All right, Patrick. Good luck with all the moving, okay?
Hey, Bolt Movers.
BoltMovers.com. All right, take care.
BoltMovers.com.
All right, take care, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, just too much sauce, it did turn out to be. That was the hashtag from the preseason interview that Josh did, and it did turn out to be prophetic about what went on with Patrick this season on Survivor Triple H. All right, everybody, we are going to switch gears now and bring back the This Week in Survivor History quiz. Now, there were many calls during the week into Rob as a Podcast customer service. People were asking that the This Week in Survivor History quiz be canceled. And so, under a cloud of controversy, we welcome back the embattled host of This Week in Survivor History, Jordan Kalish. Jordan,
oh my God, it's been a rough week. I've been due to the fatwa put on me from Akiva. I've lost so many Twitter followers. It's been awful. I've actually been getting tweets. I even got some voicemails sent to me, and I sent you one of those voicemails. If you'd want to play that that This Week in Survivor History feedback, this is actually Dan from Gorham, Maine.
Another fan who can't do basic math.
Yeah. So that was Dan from Gorham, Maine. I don't know how he got my number.
Do you want to just reset the controversy real quick?
Oh wait, yeah. I listened to that. I remember
hold
that.
On. Here's today's guest, Alex Forstenhausler. Alex, how are you?
Hey. Yeah. I listened to that last one in preparation, and I noticed the point thing.
Yeah.
I didn't tweet about it though, or anything. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for that. I didn't really need any more feedback about the fact that I wasn't able to add to four. Yeah, so basically what happened, you, of course, were going against the great Megan Z. And on the podcast, Rob, I gave you 2 points for a question where you should have gotten 1 point. You took your multiple choice options, which should be a 1 point answer, and I gave you two. So I said that you won 5-4. In reality, you actually tied 4-4. So you and Megan Z should have tied last week, which means your record on the season is 0-1-1.
First off, you can't change the ruling. I'll hang up the phone right now if we're going to make this the debate. Because I was loosey-goosey in the bonus round. You had already declared me the winner and then said, okay, well, let's just play this out then. And so you can't now then, after we were in loosey-goosey mode now, and now I was penalized.
Yeah, but then I'm going to have all the Megan Z stans coming after me on Twitter if I change the result. They're on my side right now. I need at least some people on my side.
Okay.
Well, no. I think she should have noticed it, actually. Like, she should have been paying attention, right?
Well, she can say, I mean,
the burden of proof is on Megan, is what you're saying, Alex.
Yeah, I'm saying if she didn't say anything.
She has to officially say that was a poorly worded question and play the rest of the game under protest.
Hey, I got to say, the questions were not poorly worded last week. The scoring was poorly added for sure.
Poorly added scoring.
I admit to it. I come clean. There were points and they were not added correctly.
Okay. All right. So that's the backstory coming into this week. It goes down officially as a one in the win column for yours truly after last week's debacle. And let's see if Jordan can clean up. I think the problem is that, Alex, would you say that Jordan has made the rules too complicated and now he's played himself?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, a year ago, you make a Big Brother reference. I'm not going to get it, but I actually do understand what you're talking about now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's welcome in the creator of Reality Game Masters and a guy who is the 21st cast member of Survivor Game Changers, Alex Forstenhausler. Alex, how are you?
It's great to be here, Rob. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. All right. Are you nervous today after coming in on the heels of the controversy of last week's show?
Actually, I love it. I love the controversy. I feel like there was also controversy on the first one. So this is very exciting. I love the controversy. It's exciting.
Okay, very exciting. And so this week's episode is sponsored by that longtime listeners know that I love Beachbody On Demand, that it was my New Year's resolution to come into 2017 and not be such a disaster with my physical fitness. And lo and behold, I have kept it up. I'm still doing Beachbody On Demand. They've got a great offer for the listeners of Rob as a Podcast. You can try out Beachbody On Demand completely for free when you just text the word Rob to 303030, and you too could be doing workouts from the comfort of your home. You don't need to procrastinate anymore about going to the gym, because anybody could tell you that then I'm going to be the last person who's setting foot in a gym. I'll think of anything. I'll clean out my refrigerator. I'll do anything. I'll go back and watch The Strain before I'm going to go and get out to the gym in the morning. But no, I've been keeping it up with Beachbody On Demand. I'm doing P90X3 right now, which is great because it's just 30 minutes. You can do all of these workouts with things around your house. You just need a couple of dumbbells, resistance bands. It's really easy to pull off. You can go on the road and do it. All sorts of great programs that are out there. Your friend and mine, Alex, Andrea, I believe, is appearing in one of the Beachbody On Demand videos.
Wow. Well, now I have to do it.
With Sean T. Yeah.
Sean T. He's a Survivor fan.
Yeah, Survivor fan Sean T. as well. You could totally come to yoga with Vetus 21-day yoga retreat as well as the many other programs available. Over 600 different workouts, so check it out. Over 1 million members already are on the brand new service, Beachbody On Demand. You can claim your free trial membership for Rob as a Podcast listeners by texting the word Rob to 303030 to get full access to the entire platform for free. Just text the word Rob to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand. All right, let's go back to the beaches of Survivor, Jordan, for this week's edition of the This Week in Survivor History quiz.
All right, so I'm going to rehash the rules to start out with anything else, because there's a lot of, you know, there's been some feedback, mainly from you, by the way, Rob, that the rules are a little bit confusing. So here are the rules. I have written 4 multiple choice questions. Each of you get to answer 2 questions. I know some math. I know that 4 divided by 2 is 2. If you choose to answer the question without hearing the multiple choice options and you are correct, you receive 2 points. If you need to hear the multiple choice options and you're correct, you receive 1 point. If you are incorrect, you receive 0 points. We will then go to a final question in which both players can achieve points, and I will explain the rules when we get to that final question. Does that make sense?
Okay. We'll see. Does it make sense to you? We need to ask.
Makes sense to me.
Okay. All right.
All right, so we also have 4 categories today. Each category contains 1 question. So here are the 4 categories that we're going with. Category number 1 is There's More of Them Than There Is of Me. Category number 2, Survivor Songwriters. Category number 3, Earth the Zoolander. And category number 4 is Kidnapped. So, Alex Forstenhausler, as our guest, you get to choose the first question. Which one would you like to go with?
Great. Thanks, Jordan. Let's start out with Kidnapped.
Kidnapped. Okay, so we are going to go all the way back to Survivor China. This is from the episode called Ride the Workhouse Till the Tail Falls Off from October 11th, 2007. And that's actually 10 years ago yesterday. So here's the question. After Dave Cruiser is kidnapped by the Feilong tribe, he gives the idol clue to Todd, expecting the same treatment down the road if Todd is ever kidnapped by Zhan Hu. What question does he ask Todd before giving him the idol in order to determine if Todd would do the same for him? Would you like the multiple choice answers, or would you like to answer the question outright?
Outright. I know this.
What is it? What's the question?
He said, is roundabout fair trade?
Is roundabout fair trade? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. So, Rob, let's hear
the
clip.
He sounded nervous on yes. That was like yes with a question mark.
Let's hear the clip, Rob. I think we'll see if you got it right there.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you believe turnabout's fair play?
I do.
So, Alex, you were close. Is turnabout fair play? Very close. And I think you would have definitely gotten it if you had gone to the multiple choice options there.
I was getting too cocky.
What did you say? Is roundabout fair trade? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alex, is roundabout fair trade?
Well, I know the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Segue for Johnny Fairplay being on the voicemails this week. Get your voicemails in. Well, yeah, ask him about roundabout fair trade.
you would have definitely gotten it with the choices. Okay. So
it's roundabout fair trade.
Alex, with your close but no cigar answer, unfortunately that doesn't get you any points. So you have 0 points. Right. I'm not giving you any bonus points.
It.
You have zero. You're on zero. Rob, you get to choose the
next
category.
Does he lose a point for getting the question wrong?
He does not. And I stated that before. You get 0 points for an incorrect answer.
Okay. All right. So I have to pick a category, and I will go with Survivor Songwriters.
All right. Survivor Songwriters. And this is from Survivor Guatemala, Crocs, Cowboys, and City Slickers from October 13th, 2005. This is 12 years ago tomorrow, really long time ago. Survivor Songwriters. Who wrote the song with the following lyrics? Here we come to save the day. The Nakum tribe is on their way. Here we come to save the day, and I go cut some fruit for you. Would you like the choices, or would you like to answer the question?
Well, I guess if roundabout is fair trade... I, too, will go out there and take a stab at this.
All right. Who do you think it was?
I believe that only one beautiful mind could have come up with song lyrics so wonderful. And I believe that would have to be my bae, Fishmonger Lydia.
All right. Play the clip. Let's see if you're correct.
Yeah. Here we come to save the day. The Nakum tribe is on their way. Here we come to save the day. And I go cut some fruit for you.
Yes. Actually, Rob, that was Stephanie LeGroat. No, just kidding. It was Fishmonger Lydia. You are correct.
Is Lydia in
not...
the wand off this week?
Lydia, I think she'd be pretty good in the wand off. But Rob... This is completely correct here. You did not go to your multiple choice questions. You received 2 points. You have a 2-0 lead over Alex. But like we found out last week, anything could happen going forward in this quiz. Okay. So, Alex, there are two more categories.
Like you could get it. You can get the points wrong.
I could add wrong. Who knows what could happen? Anything could happen here.
This is like the WWE here. Like sometimes, like the ref gets hit over the head with the chair, and then counts, and then I had my foot on the rope. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
while we're recording this, I have the rest of the Yankee game to watch, so I really don't want to get hit over by a chair. I'm either, when you're listening to this, I'm either depressed or completely, completely elated. So I'm sort of in somewhat of an emotional state here with the Yankees and their playoff run, which I'm hoping is continued as you're listening to this.
Yeah. So you're
Alex,
Schrodinger's Yankee fan right now.
Oh my God, it's
you're either
it's nuts.
Miserable or ecstatic.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been to all these home games this year. It's been we're getting off topic. I'm talking about too much about the Yankees. I'm too worked up. Alex, it is time for you to answer your next question. You have two more categories left. Which one would you like to choose?
Oh man, I want it to be one where I don't have to do multiple choice, but maybe I should. I don't know. I could go either way on this. Let's do there's more of them than there is of me.
There's more than them than there is of me, which is, of course, a great Rudy Bosch quote, but we are going back to Survivor Guatemala. Which non-religious New Yasha tribe member said they have to grin and bear it when it comes to saying grace before each meal in order to fit in with their predominantly Southern and religious tribe?
I got it. It's Brian Corden. Love that.
Brian Corden. Let's hear the clip.
Our tribe is a very religious tribe. We say grace before every meal. We pray before every challenge. We thank Jesus for everything. You know, and I'm not a religious person at all, but I'm not going to object to it. That would be stupid. You'd be stupid to say like, oh, you know what, guys? I don't want to thank Jesus for this meal, thanks. Because then they'd vote me right out. That's dumb. Even if I object to something, you have to grin and bear it. That's the strategy out here.
I mean, to be fair, this was a little bit of an advantage considering that Alex has been to lots of Survivor New York viewing parties, and Brian Corden must have told that story at least 30 times.
Hey, well, look, he wasn't the 20th member of Survivor Guatemala. He wasn't on the island with him. He still had to watch the show. You would have gotten that too, I think, Rob. But the other choices I had there, of course, were Amy O'Hara and Gary Hawkins or Hogaboom. Who were also, you know, more like, you know, northern, northeastern guys who didn't necessarily fit in with the culture of that tribe. But Brian Corden, great episode here. It's the Bait Blake episode. And the reason I named the category after the famous quote from Rudy is that Brian does a really good job of this, where he sort of ingratiates himself into the tribe, pretends to like what they like, and, you know, is able to stay at least for another week. So we have one more category. It is a tie right now. Alex, you have 2 points. Rob, you have 2 points. But Rob, you have one more question that you can answer for yourself. And we have one more category. It's Earth the Zoolander.
Okay, Earth the Zoolander.
Yeah, and we're going back to China. Who threatened to throw Dave Cruiser's shell collection in the water after clashing with him about how to go about disposing of the moldy rice? Would you like the choices, or would you like to answer the question outright?
I would like the choices.
All right, so we have A, Sharia, B, Jamie Dugan, C, PG, D, Ashley Massaro.
Oh, you didn't have like a joke answer for D, like Derek Zoolander.
By the way, I know. I just want to say I know this one. I just want to say I know it.
Okay. Boy, skin did Dave Cruiser really get under? I'm going to say it was Sharia.
Sharia, A, let's hear the clip.
Sharia, please do not throw those away. Do not toss it.
I wish you would touch me. Over the edge, please do that.
I'm saving some of these shells.
Back up off me.
Would you please?
Back off me.
Why won't you give me some shells? Why are you not giving me shells?
Back up off me.
Yeah, back up off me.
All right. Yeah. So, Rob, you are correct. You get 1 point, not 2 points, for that answer. You have a 3-1 lead. You didn't need the joke answer.
3-2
No, I have it here. I have it on the scoreboard. It's on the card, Rob. I'm like the Steve Harvey of RHAP. Rob, you have a 3-2 lead. You wanted a joke answer. You didn't need it. Actually, in the question that Alex answered before, choice D was Lee Sangman. We didn't get to the choices, so that obviously wouldn't have been the right answer.
Okay, I'm nervous because 3-2 leads don't always hold up.
Oh my God. Come on, Rob. I'm going to be so mad at you if they blow this lead. And I'm listening tomorrow and I hear that. I'm never going to listen to the podcast again. But okay, here we go. Here's how I'm going to read the final round question. Rob, you have a 3-2 lead. Alex, you're going to go first on this question because you are trailing. So here we go.
All part of the plan.
This week in Survivor history, the feckless Angkor tribe of Survivor Cambodia voted out Jeff Varner in a 4-1 vote. Who cast those 4 votes for Varner? You will each go back and forth and will receive 1 point per correct answer. An incorrect answer will eliminate you from further competing in this final question. You can receive up to 4 points on this question. So if one of you were to get it wrong and there were still correct answers on the board, you can keep answering and keep getting points until you get an incorrect answer. Rob, you're starting this round with a 1 point lead. Alex, you get to choose the first person from the Angkor tribe that voted for Jeff Varner.
You couldn't have had like a harder question.
Hey,
I lost.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, this is easy. Now I'm just trying to figure out the order that I want to go in. I guess I'll go Abby Maria.
Abby Maria is correct. She did vote for Varner. It is now 3-3, a tie game. Rob, it is your guess.
Andrew Savage.
Andrew Savage is correct. It is 4-3, Rob.
I'll go... He's going to win. It's too easy. This question's too easy. I'll go Tasha.
You always have Tasha, the math in your back pocket, Alex.
Tasha is correct. So let me set the scene here. It is now 3-3. There is one more person that voted for Jeff Varner at this tribal council. Rob, if you are correct,
how is it 3-3 now?
Because Alex has gotten more guesses than you on the final question. There's one more left. You went in with a point lead. It is 4-4. You're right. Okay, yeah. Come on. Let me start that over.
No, staying.
No, that's in. It's all in.
It's a tie game. It's 4-4. I have the Yankees on my mind right now. I haven't watched Survivor yet. Come on.
All right.
It's a tie game. That's all that matters.
All right.
Rob, there is one more person who voted at that tribal council for Jeff Varner. If you get this, you are right.
Okay, can I just get a reset on who we said? Who is that last answer?
We have said
No reset.
You get a reset. We had Adam Rhea, Tasha, and Savage.
Okay. Then for the win, I will go with Weasel Wu.
Weasel Wu Wang. Rob, you are correct, and you have won your first undisputed This Week in Survivor History game of the week.
So far.
That was undisputed last week. There's plenty of weeks. I think it's a little bit disputed as Megan did actually tie you in the points. And I think Megan might have something to say for this on Twitter when she finds out that you've stripped her title of tying you on This Week in Survivor History.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I leave it open to the people. I'm happy to put out a Twitter poll, and I will obey whatever ruling the people decree on this.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to hear what they say. Alex, unfortunately, you did not win. You did a great job. You got a lot of questions. I'm devastated, Jordan.
I'm devastated, Jordan.
I know, and I think you're in the mafia as well. I think the next time we play mafia, I'm gonna target you.
Why?
I'm joking. I'm joking. Of course, I'm not gonna target you. Okay. I would never target you, Alex.
This is devastating. Turnabout.
All right,
turnabout.
That was also the hardest question, by the way. That was the hardest question.
You remember the quote. You just missed.
I know. That's what's so devastating is that I remembered it. I remembered this ridiculous thing, and I was so excited that I remembered it, and then I just said it wrong.
Okay.
And now I have to live with that for the rest of my life.
Well,
I think that's the hashtag. Hashtag is roundabout fair trade.
It's roundabout fair trade. All right. Well, Alex, I hope for your sake, roundabout is fair trade at some point, and that we get to settle the score down the road.
Great. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Congratulations, Rob. You won fair and square.
Yes. All right. Of course,
it was a good game. You did well, Alex. Don't be down on yourself.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah. If you want to follow the great Alex Forstenhausler on Twitter, you could follow @Forstenhausler. And Alex, I hope that it's not another like 5 years before we have you back on the podcast.
Yes, we need a podcast about my entire Survivor Game Changers.
Yes, sure. Season. Yes. And of course, Jordan Kalish, we'll figure it out for next week. I'm going to be traveling to Reno, so we'll figure out what we're going to do on next week's Survivor History Quiz. Good luck to you in watching Survivor and checking out what's going on with the Yankees tonight, okay?
All right, thanks. I mean, and if you do follow me on Twitter, you're either going to be seeing a lot of Fire Girardi or you're going to be seeing a lot about the ALCS against the Astros. Hopefully it's the latter.
Yes. Were you serious about the Fire Girardi stuff during the week or were you joking?
I was really mad at Girardi. And if they win the series, I think maybe it's forgiven. But it showed a lack of judgment, even worse than not being able to add correctly to the number 4.
I don't know. I think it was 50-50. Roundabout's fair trade with that. All right. Take care, guys. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. This Week in Survivor History, the quiz with Jordan Kalish. Always great to check in with Alex. And I know Jordan has a lot on his plate tonight between Survivor and the Yankees. So any math issues tonight, I can certainly overlook as we move along here. But I am enjoying the This Week in Survivor History quiz so far. All right, so that's going to do it for us here today. I'm going to be getting ready for my interview with Jay. Again, if you can make it out to Reno this upcoming week, we are going to be there at the Pepper Mill Resort with Jason Somerville, Tyson, I believe Boston Rob is going to be there, Adam Klein. So that should be a lot of fun coming up in Reno. And then don't forget, we have our event coming up in New York City on November 8th. And then we'll be in Austin, Texas on December 6th. So to find out more about all of that, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/events. Get those voicemails in. robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.